Welcome to News Kids. I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And I'm Isa.
And I'm Lolly.
And together we present this podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each episode we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and the arts, as well as our own book and film reviews. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, this is Isa, and I'm really pleased to be back with a new episode after our summer break. Our first news story is very sad as we are talking about the recent earthquake in Morocco. On a brighter note, we will also be covering the Barbie movie, which Zara has reviewed. Zara will be talking about Roald Dahl Day and Rose will be reviewing the book Wonder. Unfortunately, one of the biggest news stories of recent weeks has been the devastating earthquake in Morocco. Earlier this month, on the 8th of September, Morocco experienced its deadliest earthquake in more than 60 years. The earthquake struck at 11 minutes past 11 p.m. and so lots of people were asleep. Violent tremors were felt in several areas of the country, from Casablanca to Marrakesh, where many buildings were destroyed or very badly damaged. The earthquake had a magnitude of about 6.8, and the epicenter of the earthquake was in the High Atlas mountain range, about 45 miles southwest of Marrakesh. Nearly 3,000 people were announced to have died, and the death toll continued to rise as rescue and recovery efforts continued. Those who could rushed to their cars and headed out of Marrakesh. There were many people who spent the night out in the open as the Moroccan government had warned everyone not to go back into their homes in case there were aftershocks. A 4.9 magnitude aftershock was recorded 19 minutes after the earthquake. There has been a lot of damage in the mountain villages, which are difficult to access. The Moroccan government and the international community have been trying to send aid to the more isolated areas, but there have been lots of hurdles due to obstructed roads. Helicopters are being used to deliver supplies and many people have literally nothing and are in need of the very basics. Clean water, food and shelter. Many charities have been organising collections for the people affected. It's so sad to think of how their lives changed just overnight.
Hi, it's Lori here. Last week, it was Roald Dahl Day on the 13th of September, which made me very happy because I love Roald Dahl books. Roald Dahl was a famous children's author known all over the world for his funny and engaging children's stories. He was born in Wales in the year 1916 to Norwegian parents. He was named after the Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen, who was the first man to reach Antarctica. Roald Dahl Day is celebrated every year on his birthday, the 13th of September, and people all over the world come together to celebrate the magic he brought to and continues to bring children everywhere. The first book Roald Dahl had published was The Gremlins, which loosely inspired the little creatures in the 1984 Steven Spielberg film of the same name. He's also written many more magical books like Matilda, The BFG and James and the Giant Peach. But arguably, his most famous book is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which has been made into two Hollywood films. In total, he sold more than 250 million copies of his books worldwide. Roald Dahl wrote 20 children's books and published 48 books in total over the course of his lifetime. But in addition to the books he wrote, did you know he was also a chocolate historian and a medical inventor? And during the Second World War, he served in the Royal Air Force as a fighter pilot and a spy. Whilst working for MI6, Roald Dahl worked alongside Ian Fleming, the author of James Bond. He also worked as a screenwriter and even worked to the screenplay for the 1967 James Bond movie, He Only Lived Twice, and the film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. My favourite Roald Dahl book is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I absolutely love it. What's your favourite book? Tell us in the comments on our website, newskids.com.
Hi, it's Rose here. This episode, I'm actually going to review a book I read over the summer holidays called Wonder. I was actually sent a copy of the book by post by my new school so we could read it and then discuss it together at the start of term. Wonder was written by R.G. Palacio, an American author. Although it was her debut novel, it has been on the New York Times bestseller list since March 2012, just a couple months after I was born. Sold over 16 million copies worldwide and had been adapted into a movie, which is very good by the way. I highly recommend the movie as well as the book. It tells the story of August, a 10-year-old with facial differences who goes to a traditional school for the first time in fifth grade. In school, August makes new friends, has conflicts with friends, and deals with a bully. The experiences help August to see that he is capable of being independent. August is 10 years old and does the normal things that other 10-year-olds do. He likes ice cream, playing Xbox, and riding his bike. But despite 27 operations on his face, he would never look like other children. His sister Via is very protective and gets angry when people stare or look at him funny. Whilst his parents love him, yet cannot help but argue about whether August should go to school or not. When August begins at middle school, he is nervous and the book takes us through his experience of trying to fit in. I found this book to be interesting, engaging, and thought-provoking. As someone starting big school myself this term, it made me think a lot about fitting in and what makes you popular and unpopular, and really it made me think more about the fact that August did nothing wrong at all. It's just because of the way he looks that he was bullied and mistreated, and that's quite wrong of the bully to do that just because someone looks different. And that kind of taught me a lot about the way things are in the world and discrimination, and I think it's a very good book and I highly recommend people read it. Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is Zara, and I'm here with a movie review of possibly the most talked about movie released over the summer, Barbie. I wasn't sure what to expect when I set off to the cinema. It was all a bit of a surprise, a really fun movie with lots of messages. The movie starts with us being introduced to Barbie Land, where thanks to Barbie, all problems of feminism and equal rights have been solved. We are then introduced to the Barbie that we all know and many of us played with, the stereotypical Barbie, who is adored by Ken, whose job is beach. Barbie has lots of friends with high-powered jobs, and she and her friends have perfect lives. The men, on the other hand, are quite the opposite. Then, all of a sudden, Barbie starts having thoughts of death, and her fellow Barbies tell her that she must consult another Barbie called Weird Barbie, who diagnoses the situation and reveals that a wormhole has opened between Barbie Land and the real world. And stereotypical Barbie ends up visiting the real world, where she sees how different things are for women. In the meantime, Barbie Land gets taken over by the Kens, but needless to say, Barbie succeeds in the end. If you've not yet watched the movie, I won't spoil all the details, but I enjoyed it a lot. It was the serious mixing with the fun. Lots of people will remember all the messages about society, gender, roles, and especially America Ferrera's now famous speech about how women now have to be rich, thin, liberated, and eternally grateful without ever breaking a sweat. Because when Barbie promised little girls that women can be anything, those words got twisted to mean women should be everything. Equally though, they will remember the fun costumes and the songs and dances. If you haven't seen it yet, I recommend you watch it. Although I do think you probably have to be around my age to actually understand it. And younger children will probably need a lot of the messages and themes to be explained to them.
Hi, it's Rose here. This episode, I'm actually going to review a book I read over the summer holidays called Wonder. I was actually sent a copy of the book by post by my new school so we could read it and then discuss it together at the start of term. Wonder was written by R.G. Palacio, an American author. Although it was her debut novel, it has been on the New York Times bestseller list since March 2012, just a couple months after I was born. Sold over 16 million copies worldwide and had been adapted into a movie, which is very good by the way. I highly recommend the movie as well as the book. It tells the story of August, a 10-year-old with facial differences who goes to a traditional school for the first time in fifth grade. In school, August makes new friends, has conflicts with friends, and deals with a bully. The experiences help August to see that he is capable of being independent. August is 10 years old and does the normal things that other 10-year-olds do. He likes ice cream, playing Xbox, and riding his bike. But despite 27 operations on his face, he would never look like other other children. His sister Via is very protective and gets angry when people stare or look at him funny. Whilst his parents love him, yet cannot help but argue about whether August should go to school or not. When August begins at middle school, he is nervous and the book takes us through his experience of trying to fit in. I found this book to be interesting, engaging and thought-provoking. As someone starting big school myself this term, it made me think a lot about fitting in and what makes you popular and unpopular. And really, it made me think more about the fact that August did nothing wrong at all. It's just because of the way he looks that he was bullied and mistreated, and that's quite wrong of the bully to do that just because someone looks different. And that kind of taught me a lot about the way things are in the world and discrimination. And I think it's a very good book and I highly recommend people read it.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening.